parish councillors in Saddleworth have been talking about looking at ways in which they can take advantage of the government's localism agenda to perhaps get more services under their wing as a parish council, whether it's to do with planning or parks or whatever. I mean, is that something you'd be relaxed about if that came to pass?
Well, we've had a productive meeting with the parish council already, and I was really infused by, first of all, their passion and the knowledge for the area. There is a natural conflict, I think, built in between parish councillors and borough councillors that both represent the same area of living the community, are passionate about the community, but perhaps there's a disconnect. Now, that I think will be the challenging bit about, well, if we're giving up services as a leadership of the council, predominantly the leadership of the council isn't represented in the Saddleworth wards, so we need to make sure that ward members are absolutely central to that devolution programme. And from our point of view, we are responsible for the borough as a whole, and we're responsible for services that are within our remit, but we need to make sure that ward councils aren't bypassed. So, I mean, it's early days, but there needs to be a mechanism that allows a parish council... There needs to be a mechanism that allows the parish councils to be almost integrated into what we're trying to do, rather than happen... acting as a completely separate body and institution. So it has its own autonomy, it has its own democratic mandate, which is fine, but for this to work, we need to work together in a cooperative way as a team to make sure that the end product works.
Okay, and my last question really is, how do you see in general the relationship between Oldham and Saddleworth?
The relationship between Oldham and Saddleworth is probably no different than the relationship between Oldham and Failsworth, or Oldham and Chadderton, or Oldham and Royton. You know, since 1974 there has been an uncomfortable relationship, and actually I think it's worked both ways. I mean, if I was an Oldham, I'd be quite aggrieved at my town being tarnished because the council keeps trying to enforce it on people. You know, and you get the counter reaction where people actually begin to resent Oldham as a place. So if I was an Oldhamer, I'd resent the council in the way that they're trying to force people to be Oldhamers, because it dilutes Oldham as a place. And equally for the townships and the villages, the council that empties your bins does not dictate the area that you live in. You know, that each area has its own identity and its unique identity. And rather than the council trying to force people to be and feel things that they don't want to be or feel, we should, I think, trying to build the community involvement, the community identity that already exists. If people in Saddleworth want to be part of Yorkshire, that's fine with me. If people in Saddleworth want to be part of Lancashire or Greater Manchester, that's fine with me as well. The most important thing is that people think they get a good service from the council, that we're responsive, that we adapt to local need, and also that people think that they can influence what the council does. So part of the rationale for devolution is that we break down the barrier. We stop the ongoing battle between Saddleworth and Oldham and Failsworth and Oldham and vice versa. And then we move on to quality, which is about, so what's our future? So rather than being bogged down in the past and things that happened in 1974, we need to decide collectively what our future is. And it's as relevant for people in the more prosperous bits of Saddleworth than it is in Oldham. But there is a danger that a council, because it's leafy and it's attractive, where we assume that it can look after itself. And probably you'll know, but not everybody knows, that the biggest instance of fuel poverty is in Saddleworth, because a bigger proportion of their disposable income goes on paying the fuel bill. Whereas previously we might have focused our energy on energy renewables and energy efficiency on poor areas, when actually they're not the people in need in that circumstance. So how we behave as a council in reacting to local circumstances, I think, is part and parcel about accepting that different areas are different and that positive, but that we need to adapt and change as a council.
Okay, excellent. Thanks very much.